Hey there. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. I'm good. I'm good. I heard a rumor about you the other day. Yeah. I heard I heard from your ex that you were doing some sort of abstinence challenge or something, like where you can jerk off but you can't come? Is that true? Oh, come on. You can tell me. I mean, she already did. I can tell from your face it's true. That is so ridiculous. But, I guess whatever whatever floats your boat. Yeah. Yeah, I still hang out with her, of course. Yeah. I mean, just 'cause, you don't see her anymore doesn't mean that I don't. Yeah. What's she been up to? Oh. Well, are you sure you want to know? Okay, so here's the thing. It's that, you know how she works out all the time. Well, she's kind of been making up for lost time, as she puts it. Yeah, we had coffee the other day, and she was going on and on and on about how she basically has been fucking everyone. Ever since you guys broke up, she said that she had to make up for lost time, and she had to make up for, well, to be perfectly blunt, not being satisfied when the two of you were together. I mean, yeah. She has been fucking all of the trainers at the gym. Like, seriously, one after another. It's crazy. She said that she just loved how, jacked they are and how big and, that they have, some pretty monstrous cocks. And she mentioned that, she said that they were, quite a bit, bigger. Definitely way girthier than you and thicker. Of course she told me that. Hello, we're girlfriends. We tell each other everything. Yeah, she kind of went on and on and on about it. Oh my God. Are you getting upset or you are totally turned on right now, aren't you? Oh my God. She was so right. I can't believe you're this pathetic. Are you serious? You are so turned on right now, aren't you? Oh, come on. I can see the bulge in your pants. Listen. No, I'm not embarrassed. I just think it's embarrassing for you. I mean, here I am going on and on about how your ex-girlfriend is fucking every guy she can find and talking about how much better they are in bed, how jacked they are, how she loves their muscles, and how much of a wuss you were, and how shrimpy, and how your cock just was, not that great compared to theirs. I mean, she went on about this one guy. Was it Matt, Mike, Jim? I don't remember what his name was, but they all start to run together after a while, it's just hard to keep them straight. She was talking about how he could go forever. Oh, she got me so excited. Are you rubbing yourself through your jeans right now? For God's sake, man, we are in public. You are disgusting. No wonder she dumped you. And you can't even come because you're doing that stupid challenge thing. This is ridiculous. Oh my God. Yeah, no wonder that she is having so much more fun with other men. I find this amusing. This is kind of funny. I mean, here you are running into your ex's friend, rubbing yourself in an alleyway, listening to her talk about how your ex is getting nailed all the time. I mean, you know she comes like crazy now, right? You know how she didn't with you? Oh yeah, she used to complain about that all the time. Yeah, about how you just couldn't hit the right spot. Well, turns out she's kind of a squirter, I guess. Like, if the guy's big enough and if he hits the right spots and, I mean, it's gotta last more than a minute, right? Oh man, she said that she made such a mess the other night. She had to change her sheets before she could go to bed and everything. I thought that was kind of hot. I've been telling her that she needs to hook me up with some of these studs, some of these, gym guys that are all brawn. Nothing like a pair of nice, thick arms to hold you down and. Yeah, nice big cock to fuck me raw. God, I can't blame her for going a little crazy. Oh my God. Is that like a pre-cum stain on your pants? Okay, this is getting to be even too much for me. I cannot wait to tell her all about running into you and just about how pathetic you were. She's gonna get such a laugh. Yeah, all right. I gotta go. I can't even handle this anymore.